Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, N1 northbound through the R21 interchange in Pretoria, roadworks causing trouble heading towards Rigel at the moment. And still on the N4 Ring Road in Mbombela, there's a crash between Riverside and Valencia. It's been there for hours and it's still causing trouble.
The Department of Water and Sanitation has opened 6 sluice gates from the Vaal Dam to manage the water inflow. It's more than 2,050 cubic meters per second that's flowing into the dam there. The department has also opened sluice gates at Grootdraai Dam and the Gariep, as well as Van der Kloof Dam and the Orange River in that Orange River catchment area. Moving abroad, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan called for stronger protections for children on social media today, saying enough is not being done. So they unveiled a memorial in New York, which serves as a tribute to children who have died due to the dangers of the internet. For more on this story, visit jackrandfm.com, click on news. Taking a look at the latest news on the international business front, here's Karl Kutze from Cartesian Capital, and he has more on Elon Musk's decision to scale down on his work at the White House to get his company back on track.
Revenue fell 9%, auto sales dropped 20%, and adjusted income sank 39%, Tesla's worst performance in nearly 3 years. Musk defended his Doge role as a fight against waste and fraud, denying that it hurt Tesla sales.
But that's not his only problem. He has increasing competition.
Competition from Chinese EV makers like BYD, as well as looming US tariffs, add pressure. Musk reaffirmed plans for cheaper models and a robo-taxi launch in 2026.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 79, a euro 21 Rand 35, and a pound sitting at 24 Rand 99. Gold trading at $3,332.12 per fine ounce. Brent crude oil at $66.19 per barrel. I'm Madeline Frischer. More news at 7.
IPL news up first, as is the norm. The Royal Challengers Bangalore made 205 for 5. Their former captain, Virat Kohli, in fact, top scoring with 70. Devdutt Padikkal has been subbed out for his 50, so thanks for coming there. In response, the Rajasthan Royals 72 for 2 after 6.1 overs. Nitish Rana and Riyan Parag are the men at the crease on 6 and 0, respectively. Yashasvi Jaiswal with the 50 avoidance, he got 49 from just 19 deliveries, so an incredible strike rate of 257. And the Bulls and Glasgow Warriors will meet for the first time since last season's Vodacom URC final at Loftus, which coach Franco Smith's Warriors won 21-16 after fighting back from 13-0 down at halftime. Now, earlier on in the week, the media were requested not to ask the Bulls players about last season's final, and coach Jake White says that it was to avoid the media labeling it as a grudge or revenge match. I think we will call it a revenge match. Ruud van Nistelrooy says that he's still waiting to find out if he's going to keep his job as Leicester City manager following the club's relegation from the Premier League. The 48-year-old says that he sat down with the owners and the board and told them his plans for getting the side back into the Premiership. Not looking very likely, though. I don't know if he's going to be able to keep his job, Ruud van Nistelrooy. And Gauteng North sprinter Gift Lyotlela is the new men's 100-meter champion. Lyotlela won a tight race, dipping under 10 seconds under the 10-second mark with a time of 9.99 seconds. World youth champion Bayanda Walaza came agonizingly close to winning his first senior medal, his first senior crown, running a 10 flat for the silver. Benjamin Richardson grabbed the bronze with a respectable 10.05. Kani Simbine's absence, of course, opened the door for Lyotlela to win his first senior gold medal in the discipline. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.